10% of WYXR's annual funding, $85,000, used to come from federal support. That funding is now gone. If you enjoy this archive, please make a donation, start a monthly gift, or add a few dollars to your current one. As public media faces an uncertain future, support from our Memphis community matters more than ever. Give now at WYXR.org.
The very first time.
Well, you're doing great so far. Don't let me down, okay?
All right. Deal.
That's great. Folks, if you've never listened to our show before, I bring friends in and we talk about songs that mean something to them. And usually people bring about 10 songs and we usually get to listen to most of all those songs. But we like the stories connected to these things, and that's what we're going to be talking about today. And Natalia is not from around here. We've been friends for a year or so, right?
Right.
Yeah, and she's not from around here, so we're going to find out where she's from, and I'm sure she's got some shout-outs for her family up in Mass, right?
That's right. Yeah, I come to Memphis indirectly from New England. I grew up there, actually in a multicultural family because my dad is German. So we grew up speaking German at home.
Did
in
you
Massachusetts.
Really? Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I've been here for about 6 years, my partner Carlos and I. Uh-huh. And yes, St. Jude brought me here.
That's great.
Us here, so.
That's great. We're going to talk some more about that too. But the question of the morning is, what song is the first song that moves you this morning?
The first song that moves me is Your Baby Ain't Sweet Like Mine. And it's a 2010 song from the Carolina Chocolate Drops. It's just a great old-time band that is reclaiming black string music, and I hope you enjoy.
All right, here we go.
Everybody talking about the sweetie nowadays. I got the one with the sweetest ways. Your baby may roll a jelly fine. Nobody baby can roll it like mine. Your baby ain't sweet like mine. She eats a jelly roll all the time. And when I'm feeling lonesome and blue, my baby knows just what to do. Yes, sir, she even called me honey. She even let me spend the money. Never has a baby put me out though. She even buys me all my clothes. I don't want to brag, I want to put you in line. Your baby ain't sweet like mine, no, no. Your baby ain't sweet like mine. Your baby ain't sweet like mine. She bake a jelly roll all the time. And when I'm feeling lonesome and blue, my baby knows just what to do. Yes, sir, she even called me honey. She even let me spend the money. Never has a baby put me out though. She even buy me all my clothes. I don't want to brag, just want to put you in line. Your baby ain't sweet like mine, no, no. Your baby ain't sweet like mine. Your baby ain't sweet like mine, oh yes. Your baby ain't sweet like mine.
I love that. That is so cool.
It's fun, isn't it?
That's a very nice song. I love that. That is Your Baby Ain't Sweet Like Mine by the Carolina Chocolate Drops. All right, that's very cool. Folks, welcome to the show. We're glad you're here. You're listening to Songs That Move You on WYXR. And, you know, I think probably you all know, because a lot of you listen every week, and I really appreciate that. But we have had some money snatched back by the government here for public radio, and we need your help. So if the Spirit so moves you, you could go to WYXR.org and hit that donate button up there and help us keep the lights on. This is such a community building place here. I love this station. There are over 100 disc jockeys, all volunteers, doing this every week. And people, you can have every kind of show you can imagine on here. You know, talk shows and dance shows. We can do it all, right? And but that's because it's the voice of the community. So just keep that in mind if you can, and we'd love to have you as a sustaining member always. Natalia, that was a great song. I love that song. What do you got for us next?
So I would love to show you the range of this group. So this song, also by the Carolina Chocolate Drops.
Okay.
You might call old-timey hip-hop, because in this case, they're taking a song from 2001, not 1924. Yeah. Okay. And it's a song we all heard on the radio back then, but I think this is a better version.
Okay.
On the fiddle with amazing vocals by Rhiannon Giddens.
Oh, okay. So. Wow, here we go. This is Hit 'em Up style. Here we go.
I was beaming in his beamer, just beaming. Can't believe that I caught my man cheating. So I found another way to make him pay for it all. So I went to Neiman Marcus on a shopping spree, and on the way I grabbed Soleil and Mia. And as the cash box rang, I threw everything away. Your hands on his cash and spend it to the last time for all the hard times. When you go, then everything goes from the crib to the ride in the clothes. So you better let him know that if he messes up, you gotta hit him up. Shame. night we have to play these games. The love we had just fades away, fades away. To the last time for all the hard times. When you go, then everything goes from the crib to the ride in the clothes. So you better let him know that if he mess up, you gotta hit him up. Hey, ladies, when your man wanna get bug wild, just go back and hit him up style. Get your hands on this cash and spin it to the last time for both the hard times. When you go, then everything goes from the crib to the ride in the clothes.
Wow. Wow. That's a great one. I love that. That's a great pick.
Don't mess with Rhiannon Giddens. Don't break up with her. Don't cheat on her.
That's right. It's not going to work out well for you, folks, if you do that. Oh, gosh. Okay. Well, that was a good one. Well, you're hitting it out of the park here. And that's a good thing. You know, give us some good music. I hope people at home are up doing what they do, dancing, whatever.
That's one to wake you up over your morning coffee.
That's right. Yeah. Whatever you need, we got it right here, folks. All right. Hey, I want to give a shout out to Carlos. Hey, Carlos.
Good Carlos morning, is my buddy. Probably on his first call of the morning.
There you go. And he was on the show. When was that? It's probably six months ago.
Back in December.
Okay.
Cooler weather at the time.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Well, he'll have to come back on in December, probably.
Absolutely.
We'll have him on. Okay. Cool. Well, tell you what. Let's move on down the line here and see what you got next. I see what you have, and this is a great song. But tell me, how did you get to this song?
So, I mean, I grew up with Bob Dylan. It's thanks to my parents. It was just constantly on around the house. But this is one that I packed with me for college. And it's about the end of a relationship, but it has this like calming notes in it that I would listen to it as I went to sleep at night during college. So really a very different and soothing song after the last one. So,
wow. That's very cool. Okay, this is Don't Think Twice, It's All Right, Bob Dylan.
Well, it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, baby, even you don't know by now. And it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, baby, it'll never do somehow. When your rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm a-traveling on. But don't think twice, it's all right. And it ain't no use in a-turning on your light, baby, the light I never knowed. And it ain't no use in turning on your light, baby, I'm on the dark side of the road. But I wish there was something you would do or say to try and make me change my mind and stay. But we never did too much talking anyway. But don't think twice, it's all right. And calling out my name, gal, like you never done before. And it ain't no use in calling out my name, gal, I can't hear you anymore. I'm a-thinking and a-wondering, walking down the road. I once loved a woman, a child, I am told. I gave her my heart, but she wanted my soul. don't think twice, it's all right. So long, honey, baby, where I'm bound, I can't tell. Goodbye is too good a word, baby, so I just say fairly well. I ain't saying you treated me unkind, you could have done better, but I don't mind. You just kind of wasted my precious time. Don't think twice, it's all right.
Think twice, it's all right. That is a whoop. I didn't want to play it again.
You like it so much, maybe.
That's right, I like it so much. Well, or maybe I don't know what I'm doing. that could be it too. I'm just pushing buttons all over the place. Okay, so what was it like growing up in Massachusetts?
Oh, I loved it.
Yeah,
we just lived in a town of 2,000 and middle of nowhere, where when it snowed, you could walk down the middle of the road and sled down the middle of the road.
Wow.
And we were proximate to all the universities in Western Massachusetts.
Okay.
So even though we felt like we were in the middle of nowhere, there were great opportunities just an 11-minute drive away.
Yeah, so. Right. Oh, that's great. Yeah. That's great. So somebody was telling me the other day, I have a friend who lives on Cape Cod, and he was talking about, no, it wasn't him, but somebody else actually, who had a house up there, and he said that they don't get as much snow as they used to. Is that correct?
Sad but true.
Really?
Yeah.
So Massachusetts has become the next Florida?
Not quite yet, thankfully. I still look for my snow there annually. But
yeah, wow.
Not as much as we used to get, sadly.
Gosh, that is something. All right. Well, Natalia, let's see what we have next here. But I want to ask you, was it easy picking these 10 songs?
No.
What? Oh, come on.
Well, I tend to overthink.
Really?
And so
okay.
I gave a lot of other songs their time of day, too, until I decided these kind of string together well. And I wanted that also.
Yeah, right.
But then, you know, you can dig up songs and use them, you know, on your drive to work because you found it again.
That's
and
right.
Discovered it again. So, but thank you for letting me go on this journey.
Oh,
that was
sure,
great.
Sure. And you were talking before we went on about your mixtapes. You know, everybody did mixtapes and nobody has cassette machines anymore, right?
This is true.
Gosh.
But I still have the proof, the jackets of those cassette tapes back in Massachusetts. And I've told Willie I'm bringing them back down to Memphis next time I
That's
come.
That's right. Start listening again and take a picture of each one of them.
I will do that.
So when you're old, you could go, oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah, okay. That's very cool. Okay, so we've got Nina Simone next.
Oh, yeah.
What do we got?
So we have Feeling Good from 1965. Mm-hmm. She took this song off of Broadway, and with her, it really became an anthem for the civil rights movement.
Right.
Freedom, resilience, and you'll hear that.
All right, here we go.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Ooh.
feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on the tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me, and I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world in a bold world for me. When you shine, you know how I feel. Scent of the pine, you know how I feel. Oh, freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me.
So I see what you mean. So this was from a musical, huh? What was the musical?
The musical was called The Roar of Grease Paint, The Smell of the Crowd from 1964.
Okay, I remember that name. And what was it about?
I understand it was about class conflict in Britain.
Okay, so, well, that could be something.
Kind of different context.
Yeah, right. Yeah, Nina heard something else, didn't she?
Mm-hmm.
That's great. All right. That's a beautiful song. Wow, what an artist she was. What an artist. So I wanted to talk a little bit about what you do out in the world.
Sure.
You want to talk about that?
So I talked a little bit about how I grew up bilingual. I actually basically grew up trilingual because my mother was a high school teacher of Russian.
Oh, really?
And so throughout my career, I have looked for opportunities to use these languages to connect people.
Right.
And so my work at ALSAC, the Fundraising and Awareness Organization for St. Jude, is actually helping to export what we've learned here internationally so that locally, in their communities, the cancer foundations there can raise money for the children there.
Wow. And okay. So, I did not know that happened.
Yeah.
What a smart way to go about things.
Yeah. No, I feel very fortunate that this language brought me to Memphis. Who knew that a Russian-speaking job could bring you to Memphis?
Right.
But there you go.
Yeah. So I mean, all of the innovations that St. Jude has discovered and the processes and all that. So all that gets shipped, I mean, that knowledge gets shipped to other countries. I was not aware of that.
Yeah.
So when people, you know, make a donation, they're not just donating to, you know, St. Jude or ALSAC here in Memphis. They're doing that to spread this technology and knowledge all over the world.
Yeah, no child anywhere should die in the dawn of life
is
kind of the messaging there.
Yeah. Wow. All right, folks. Just another reason to support St. Jude. That's incredible. All right. Well, we are sitting here today at the Crosstown Concourse. What a cool place, huh?
Really. Fantastic. Just up the road from me, actually.
Yeah, okay. Well, and I'm telling you, I love watching people walk by. People walk by and wave at us sometimes, and watching people come down the grand staircase there. And this is such a cool place. If you've never been here, come sometime. Do yourself a favor and come. And there's some great restaurants here, too. All right, well, we're going to push on along with Natalia's list here, and I see you have one of my favorite songs next.
Oh, good. Yeah. Should we just surprise them with it?
Let's do. Let's just play it, okay? Here we go.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life, you were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see. All your life, you are only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird, fly. Blackbird, fly. Into the line of a dark black night.
Song. I love that song. I tell you what, after, I don't know, it's been out, what, 55 years or whatever, it is still relevant and it still sounds so beautiful.
Agree.
Yeah, it's great stuff. Great stuff. All right, so we were talking about gardening before. It's how's your garden growing?
Oh, so much better. We dumped about 1,000 wildflower seeds out there a week ago. And one thing you can say for the hot Memphis sunshine is it helps things to grow
quickly.
That's
right. Things will jump right up there. Yeah, it doesn't take but a minute. Yeah. Oh, that's great. Yeah. My wife has been growing vegetables and stuff, you know, and it's been so fun. Yeah. You know, to dig up potatoes or to eat lettuce out of the garden and all that. It's been a whole lot of fun. My hat is off to her. I'm not doing much gardening. I'll do some eating. I'm the taste tester.
That's the best part.
It really is. It really is. And I think our second potato crop is getting ready to come in. So who knows? Maybe some new potatoes in the house.
Picking out some recipes.
That's right. That's right. Okay, well, folks, you're listening to WYXR, and we're glad you're here with us this morning. I do this every Monday morning from 9 to 10, so if this is the first time you've listened to the show, I hope you'll listen again every Monday morning. We do have a good time and always doing cool things with cool people. Isn't that right?
I am so lucky to be here with you, Willie. There's the coolness across from me.
No. I tell you what. I guess where were we? We were all at the Snowden Mansion.
Yes, we were.
That's right, at the Elmwood Soul of the City, like, what was it, the pre-party or something mm-hmm. like that? Yeah. And we had the best time talking to you and Carlos.
I didn't tell him that people were in period costume playing the roles of people who had once lived in Memphis. And then when somebody told him they had died in 1912, he was really confused.
That's so funny. Yeah, I was dressed in a costume that night, right?
Nice top hat, I
That's
remember.
Right, I did have the big top hat on. Wow. Okay. Oh, what an introduction.
The places who, you meet.
Who are these people? Yeah. And what a beautiful place, though. Man, that Snowden
Mansion. Oh, my goodness. I can see it from my backyard.
Oh, you can? Mm-hmm. Oh, nice. Nice.
Always wondered what the insides look like, and thanks to you.
Yeah, it's really nice. They might be doing it again this year. Yeah.
I hope so.
Fingers crossed. Okay. Well, let's push on along here, and... looks like we have something else by the Beatles. What do we got?
Right. So we just heard from Paul McCartney. This is a George Harrison, a longtime favorite song of mine. It will remind you of Hello Goodbye only in terms of the dualities in it, but this one's always really stuck with me more than that song. So
okay, here's it. Old Brown Shoe. Shoe. Go ahead, George. Give George some. Right? Let him shine for a minute there. That's a cool song. That's a very cool song. All right, Natalia, I've got some more interviewing here.
Right.
So you've lived in Memphis for 6 years now, huh?
Somehow. That flew by.
How I mean, had you been in the South before?
I had not.
Really? Okay. Well, what did you find odd?
That's a wonderful question. So my father is an anthropologist, and he was like, you just have to live everywhere in this country. You've never lived down there. He hooked me up with a former student of his who was teaching at the time at Rhodes College, and she showed me around the weekend I interviewed here, and I was really intrigued. I mean, what intrigued me most of all were the historic houses in Midtown. I just have always, my heart has been with history, right?
Okay,
and that's
sure.
right there. Loved, of course, exploring the food scene, but it's really the people that I have enjoyed here. But Carlos likes to say that Memphis won't dispel all its secrets right away. You kind of have to dig. And so we came here at a more challenging time because we came here right before COVID, right?
Wow,
and so we feel like for a while there, our ability to explore was stalled a little bit, but we are diving right back in now that we have the freedom to do so.
That's great. So did you find that people in general are different in ways than they are from up north or up east?
You know, it's funny. My first week in Memphis, I was here for 5 days, and then I had to travel to Kiev for work.
Oh, okay.
And so I like to joke that I had more culture shock here than in Ukraine. I have kind of grown up traveling a lot in Eastern Europe and Central Europe is very familiar to me, and everything was very new here. But I just love to dive into that, and I have been asked by friends if I work for the Convention and Visitors Bureau, because they'll be like, where did you go this week, Natalia? Where's that picture from? I've lived in Memphis all my life and I've never seen that.
Exactly.
So I like to say I explore with enthusiasm.
Yeah, and that's the way to do it. You know, you make it yours, and this is, you know, a really authentic place.
Yeah,
you know?
It is.
I mean, there's bad and good and indifferent in every place you are, but this place is authentic, and it's one of the most authentic places I think that you'll find on the planet, you know. And just so much has come from here that we know of as popular culture.
You know? It absolutely has.
Yeah. That's something. All right. Well, tell you what, let's move on along here. Oh, I see another one of my favorite songs.
So we're in the early morning jam session right now, but I'd like to take you to a late night jam session shared by Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
All right, Cecilia, you're breaking my heart, shaking my confidence daily. Yeah.
Oh, Cecilia.
Whoop, and we almost got into the next song. Sorry. Not a great DJ. I'm not a DJ. I'm a host. Is that my excuse?
Sure.
I'm just a host. Yes,
DJ, get this right.
That's right. I probably need a real DJ in here with us. Okay. All right. Well, so you've been in Memphis 6 years. Have you ventured out of the city much and ridden around or gone places around here?
Mostly to go hiking.
Okay.
Because I moved here from Colorado, so I had to find my nature outlets around here.
Yeah.
While our Subaru held up, I did some longer road trips for beautiful hikes around, lakes. We don't have the mountains here, but you can find waterfalls and lakes and beautiful fields of wildflowers. So,
yeah, beautiful stuff. All right. Well, tell you what, let's move on here. And I see we got something by U2.
Oh, we have the epic song by U2. So Sunday, Bloody Sunday, the opening track of their album War from 1983, the year I was born. And so this was inspired by the events of Bloody Sunday in Derry, North Ireland, where in 72 British soldiers shot and killed 14 unarmed civilians during a civil rights march. And you have to watch the live show of this song from Red Rocks if you want to feel this song.
Yeah.
Watch that version.
Okay.
This is incredible.
Okay, here we go.
Close my eyes and make it go away.
Sunday, Sunday, Bloody Sunday. What a song.
Mm-hmm.
Man, wow. I saw that, you know, they were playing at the Sphere in Las Vegas. I would love to see a show there.
There's a place I've never been, Willie.
Yeah, you've never been to Las Vegas?
Correct.
Well, I tell you what, Las Vegas is cool for about a day and a half.
I imagine.
And then it starts to grind on you a little bit. I mean, you know, you need to walk up and down the strip there because, and the weird thing is that everything looks so close. I mean, you could be standing there and you go, oh, let's walk down to Caesar's Palace. And you walk and you walk and you walk and you think, my God, are we ever going to get there? But it's just such a spectacle. I mean, you know, the Bellagio, I just, you know, the fountains out in front, just beautiful. And I used to do a lot of corporate shows, and we did a lot of shows in Las Vegas, so I was there a lot. You know, the food's pretty good if you're at the right place. People go there to be crazy, and so there are a lot of crazy people on the streets, people trying to save your soul, you know, all up and down the sidewalk. And then the old part of town is pretty cool too.
Now you're speaking my language.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, you'd be walking around. I forget what the name of that street is in old Las Vegas, but it's pretty cool. So what was it like growing up in a university town? You know, your dad worked for the university, right?
And
what was it like? I mean, lots of culture that just kind of seeps in, or what?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I feel like it's almost a mini Washington, D.C., where I lived later in life, where there are just restaurants serving cuisine from all over the world. My parents were both in education. My mom worked at the public high school, and we often had guests from all over the world. Yeah. And so you're just learning about opportunities from a very early age if you live in a five-college town the way I did.
Wow.
Five-college area. Yeah.
Wow. That is something. Okay. Well, folks, you're listening to Songs That Move You on WYXR. I'll say it one more time. They snatched back some money from us last week. I don't know how that works. I would like for somebody to tell me how that works. Well, you got it. No, you don't have it. And hopefully, maybe they'll give it back to us. I keep thinking that with all the weirdness that's going on, that we can always say, nah, we're not going to do that, and kind of change everything. So, but who knows? But if you ever have the desire to help us out here, this is all volunteer radio. You can go to WYXR.org and hit the donate button and become a contributing member. And, you know, you can listen live. And I guarantee we have people listening all over the place this morning. Excuse me. So, Natalia, we've got a couple more songs to do here. And this has been really a lot of fun. You've opened my eyes to a lot of things here. And I'm glad to know what you do and what ALSAC does around the world. And then you told me that you lived in Moscow. What?
Yes. Well, having studied Russian for about 10 years, I thought the only way to improve upon my language abilities is to live there and use it all the time.
Wow.
And so my first job out of college for 2 years was in Russia as an emergency contact and dean for British students who were studying abroad there.
Really? Wow.
So that was good for my language.
you got thrown into the deep end, right? Wow. That is something.
Small town girl in a very big city.
Wow. That's something. Okay. All right. Well, let's push on along here. What have we got next? You were telling me a little story about this. Tell our listeners.
So we're going to take you to Australia next. And this song is from 1991. It's from a group called Yotho Yindi. And it's called Treaty. And this, too, is a protest song. this song comes from the indigenous people of Australia saying, you had promised us a treaty and we have not gotten that treaty. And we have no rights to the land. We have no sovereignty. And I hate to tell you folks, but they still have not received that treaty today. Wow. So that makes this song extra powerful. Now, I learned about this song through my father, who's an archaeologist and anthropologist who spent quite a lot of time down under as a part of his career, and just got back recently again.
Wow, here we go.
Promises can disappear just like writing in the sand. Treaty, yeah. Treaty now. Treaty, yeah. Treaty now. Given up. This land was never bought and sold. The planting of the Union Jack never changed our law at all. Now two rivers run their course, separated for so long. I'm dreaming of a brighter day when the waters will be.
Very cool. So I see what you mean about that. There's people get promises made all the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. We have to hold people accountable.
Yes. Yes, we do.
They are rarely held accountable. All right. All right, folks. You're listening to Songs That Move You, and we're glad you've been with us this morning. Natalia, will you come back and visit us again?
I would love to. I'll have to start looking at my list immediately, though.
That's right. That's right. Get Carlos to help you.
Absolutely. He's got a deep list.
Yes, he does. He's going to have to come back. Yeah, he's going to have to come back soon. and play some more stuff. We had a good time. And I've had a great time with you as our guest this morning. I appreciate you coming and sharing with the boys and girls here. And
it's my absolute pleasure.
It's been fun. So your first time on the radio.
That is
was
true.
Was it okay? It won't
with
be
you,
won't be
Willie,
your last.
Absolutely. I feel like Monday should start with the community at Crosstown.
There
so
you
this
go.
This makes a lot of sense.
I love that. Okay, so what is your last pick here?
So working off of that last song, and we need to think about the consequences of what we do.
Right.
Après moi by Regina Spektor is telling us that there are consequences of neglecting the vulnerable, and it's a warning about unchecked power.
Yeah.
Regina Spektor, not everybody knows this, is an immigrant from Russia. She's a Russian Jew. She came
did not know that.
Back in the day to New York. This is the only song I know of where she sings in Russian.
Okay.
And she chooses the lyrics of a Boris Pasternak poem, whom we know from Dr. Zhivago, but she just says, "You must always write about February while crying." Those are some of his lyrics in this poem. And as many of you know, Russia attacked Ukraine in February. And so this song kind of resonates in a different way these days. It was written back in 2006. And so since 2022, she still performs it, and she is really outspoken in supporting Ukraine. So powerful song.
Here we go. And we'll see you next week, folks.
Afraid of the cold, don't hurt your blood. I play more.